gentlemen.
Okay, today is a historic day for us because we are beginning the next Mishnah. We've been on the first Mishnah for quite some time. And the first Mishnah spoke about Akira. And Akira, the Gemara will describe exactly what it looks like. This Mishnah is going to teach us that there are two other types of stoves. There's a tanur and a kupach. Right? The difference is, the Mishnah tells us, that with a tanur, effectively, grufa and ketuma does not help at all. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah tells us that a tanur shehisikuhu bekashu begevava lo yitein bein mitocha bein me'al gabov. For a tanur, which is katzar lamala v'rochav lamata, Rashi says, right? It's narrow at top, it's wider at the bottom, so the heat of the tanur is retained more, and therefore, even if there's kash and gevava, even if it is fueled with straw, and as we noted, straw doesn't create any sparks, nonetheless, with the tanur, it's going to be usur. And the pashtus is that if a tanur is going to be usur with kash and gevava because there is so much heat, so bepashtus, it should be usur even with grufo ketuma. Because
Rabbi, I think some people are in the waiting room.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't see them. Let's go like this. Okay. Okay, thank you. So let's just review what we were up to. The Mishnah is teaching us that not only is there something called a Akira, which is the first Mishnah in the Perek, all the halachos that we studied about Shehiyah and Hachazara, etc., related to a Kira, but there's something else called a Tanur. And a Tanur, even if it's Husak, Bekash, Ubigavava, the Tanur should be usur to do Shehiyah on it, because it's a Tanur, and there's no Heter on the Tanur. That's the basic halacha that we learned. And what we noted a minute ago was that if a tanur is usur with kash and gevava, if a tanur is usur, even though there are no sparks, there are no coals, excuse me, so then kol shekein grufa uketuma should be usur by a tanur. Nonetheless, there is a shita of the Ramach. The Ramach, Reb Moshe HaKohen, was going in Provence, not going in the historical sense, but he was a great Talmud Chacham who lived in Provence. He wrote a commentary on the Rambam, which we do not have the complete perish of the Ramach, but we have many comments of the Ramach that's quoted in the Kesef Mishnah. And the Ramach is of the opinion that Gerufa uketuma will help by a tanur, despite the fact that kash and gevava is usur. And that's already worthy of some thought, right? How could it be that l'chayra, grufa uketuma, there's more heat there? So why would it be that, according to the Ramach, that grufa uketuma helps by a tanur, but kash and gevava does not help?
Would this be the Ramach Lashitaso that he holds?
Who's speaking? Yes. Is that Jake Stern speaking?
It is.
Yes, so that's exactly what I wanted to say. So Tifaresh, explain, how is this the Ramach Lashitaso?
Because if it's not about a physical property of the stove, but rather it's about Reuven Kuma, it's about a hecker, then it doesn't matter how the stove works or doesn't work. It's still a hecker, even if it's very hot.
Exactly. In other words, there were three shitos that we encountered about how grufo ketuma helps. We saw the shita of Rashi, that it works by cooling it down. Right? We said that according to Rashi, l'cha'ayra, this might be the shitaso, that Rashi holds that that the dinim are about hatmana. So therefore, when it cools down, there's no din of hatmana by Mosef Hevel. But then we noted, or maybe we didn't note, but we should have noted, that that Hesber might work for Rashi, but that Hesber won't work for the Tur. The Tur has a Lashon also, that the reason why Ketuma helps is because it cools down. And we pointed out, not only is it Rashi in the Tur, but the Lashon of the Mechaber also is that, the Lashon of the Mechaber is also that Rufa Uketuma helps because it is defending it, because it cools it down. Apparently, that's one shita. The Rambam had a different shita. The Rambam shita is that the reason why Grufo Ketuma helps, the Rambam writes in Parak Gimel, remember Halacha Dalet, hey, something like that. So the Rambam writes that the reason why Grufo Ketuma helps after the Rambam is because you're Mesiach Das from the food. No? That means that you're completely giving up on the food. The pashtus is that the Rambam got this idea of Mesiach Das, and we'll talk about this a little bit as today's show goes on, if I'm in a good mood. But the Rambam got this idea of Mesiach Das from the Lashon HaGemara on Yudches Amid Beis, no? The Gemara Daf Yudches explains that there is a concept called Kidra Chaisa. There's a concept of a pot that has perfectly raw food that's put in the pot. The Kidra Chaisa is mutter. Right, we spoke about this a number of times. We'll talk about this a little more today as we go on. The Lashon HaGemara on your Kesem base is that the heter of Kidra Chaisa is because you are Mesiach Das. Right, that's the Lashon of the Gemara there on Yud Ches. I was looking at Yud Zayin on the base, which is why I couldn't read the Gemara to you. But the Lashon of the Gemara on Yud Ches on the base is Kidra Chaisa Shoyla Nucha Im Chashecha because Kemino Chazi Lo Urta Asuche Mesach Taita Minei. Right, so there are two Hezberim so far. The Rashi says it cools it down. The Rambam says you may see Achdas, which means the Rambam is using Kidra Chaisa like as the paradigm of Heterim. And then the third shita is the Ramach. The Ramach tainos that the reason why Grufo Ketuma helps is a Heker. And Zucht Jake Stern, for that, from that Ramach, we can understand why the Ramach is super Mekol, and the Ramach holds that Grufo Ketuma will help even by a Tanur. Although the Mishnah says beferish that kash and gevava does not help by a tanur, the Ramah holds that grufa uketuma is a better kula because there's a heker in the sense of you are doing something to make sure that or to indicate that you are not going to stoke the coals. So that is the Ramah shitasai. Okay, so Nady, are you saying something? Like your mouth is moving, but you're on mute. Not saying anything. You're eating a potato chip. Okay. Okay, that's one of the best.
Corn chips, actually.
What? A corn chip. Uh-huh. Okay. That's good. Yashikaya, thank you for clarifying. But that's what the Mishnah says. That a tanur, which has kash and gevava, you cannot put food on, but a kupach, if the kupach is fueled with gefes and etzem, if the kupach is fueled with heat and with wood, so it has the status of a tanur. But if the kupach is fueled with kash and gevava, so then the kupach has the status of a kira. That is the basic halachas that's outlined in the Mishnah. And the Gemara tells me it is like five lines before the next Mishnah. Zach the Gemara, Hai Kupach Hechadami. What does a Kupach look like? Kira Dami, I feel the guess of it, Eitzim, Nami. If it's a Kira, so Gephis and Eitzim, right, should also be. Okay. Yet we said that with Gephas and Eitzim, the Kupach has a Neva Tanur. If it's a Tanur, I feel Kashu Gavav and Nami Loi. The Amalei, Nafesh Havlai Midakira, Mizute Kaplan is a tanur. Kupach is somewhere in between. It has more heat than a kira, but less heat than a tanur. What does it look like? Hechadami kipa, kupach, hechadami kira. By the way, some of the Rishonim have the lashon kipa instead of kupach, but it's the same thing. So what do they look like? Some Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, kupach is where you have one pot, kira is where you have two pots. And Abaya says, afananami tnina, because the halacha is that if you cut a kira la'arka, you cut a kira lengthwise, it is tahar. If you cut it widthwise, it is tame. But a kupach is going to be tahar no matter what. So effectively, we could show you what a tanur and what a kupach looks like. Let's go as I. Hey, does anyone see the screen? Okay, thumbs up. Excellent. So this is a kira. The kira is going to be a rectangular thing. There is makom shvisas shtei kederot in the kira. You can have pot A, and you can have pot B in the kira. And the kira can also have pots that are inside it, right? We should really do it like this. Right? We should really do it like this. So this is my kira. Right? My kira has two holes, as it were. The pot could go inside or the pot could go on top, but that's the kira. The tanur is something like this. Right, Rashi comments, a tanur is rachav lamata, and it is katzar lamaila. So a tanur looks something like this, because it is narrow at the top and wide at the bottom, so the heat is retained more in a tanur. A kupach looks like this. A kupach is a place where you just have one pot in the middle. And that's why the halacha says that if I cut a kira in half, I take my suwa and I cut right down the line, it still is going to be tahar. Because the kira remains, it has a din keli, even after it is cut. If I would take my kupach and cut it, whether I cut it this way or I cut it this way, right, the kupach loses its status as a kupach. A kira, right, if it's nechlika la'arka, which is the way I did it, you cut it down the middle, so it has a shame kli. If I would cut the kupach, the kira like this, so it loses the shame kli. So this is the difference between a kupach and a kira and a tanur. These are the basic halachos that we are discussing. Now, Michelle Atasha Ela, our ovens, what are they? What's the status of the ovens that we have at home? And when I talk about ovens at home, there are two types of ovens. There is a oven as in the range top, and there is an oven like you put stuff in the side of the oven. Those are two different types of things that we have, both of them at home in our kitchens. And the shaila is, do our ovens have the status of a kira, the status of a tanur, the status of the kupach? What is the din of our ovens? So the major source over here, or the first source that we could talk about, is right at the bottom of the Gemara. We have the Parish of Rabbeinu Chananel. No? Rabbeinu Chananel, it's the last five words in the Rabbeinu Chananel before the Mishnah. The Ran references this Rabbeinu Chananel as well. Rabbeinu Chananel tells me that Tanur Didan is Kira Shel Nachtoi Minhu. That our Tanur has the din of Akira. Our Tanur has the din of a our tanur has the din of Akira. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. Rabbeinu Hananel is basing his halacha on a Mishnah in Baba Basra on Daf Chafam Beis. There are halachos, the entire second parak of Baba Basra, is based on halachos called Harchakas Nezikin. Harchakas Nezikin means that if I have stuff which could potentially damage, let's say I have a chicken coop. Now, I went to yeshiva, which should remain nameless. There was a kibbutz right next door to the yeshiva, and the kibbutz had chicken coops on it. And I remember we used to always ask the posek in yeshiva, are we allowed to make brachos when the wind would come from the kibbutz and it would smell like the chicken, coops? And the posek grew up on that nameless yeshiva now. But it has initials called KBY. So the posek would say, what smell? The posek grew up in the yeshiva. He didn't smell anything. It's Kielu, I grew up in Lawrence, and like airplanes fly over your head all the time. And eventually you don't notice the stuff, no? But the Kitra Masa, the second parak of Baba Basra, is all about dinim of Harchakas Nezikin, that I have to keep the item that is mazik, I have to distance them from your area because I don't want to damage you. Right? There's a discussion in the Gemara, and that we pass in the al hamazik laharchikatzmo, meaning that I have to keep my stuff away from your field. So one of the things that could be mazik potentially is an oven. However, the Gemara over there discusses that the type of oven that we are talking about, there's a difference between a kirish of alabatim and a kirish of nachtaimin. The oven of a baker gets much hotter. So the oven of a baker, there's more need of harchakas nezikin. Comes along with Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Rabbeinu Hananel says, the Mishnah there in Baba Basra says there's only a din of harchaka by a tanur shel nachtomen. We do not have a tanur shel nachtomen. Our tanur is like a kira shel nachtomen, and therefore the Rabbeinu Hananel is of the opinion that our ovens, and remember, Rabbeinu Hananel is what, 10th century? So the ovens in Kairouan, in Tunisia, in the 10th century, have the din, even the tanur has a din of a kira. That's what I know from the Rabbeinu Hananel. Now, this Rabbeinu Hananel goes through the history of halacha. Basically, the Beit Yosef references it, and the Beit Yosef also references other shikos. It's not clear exactly why Rabbeinu Hananel says that the tanur at his time had the status of a kira, but if you read the Beis Yosef, he quotes from a kolbo, and the kolbo is coming from a sefer hashlama, and they all seem to be getting in the same idea, which is that there are two things about a tanur, why it has the status of tanur. One thing is that the tanur is very narrow, meaning that a pot fits in, but the pot is pretty, pretty close to the walls of the tanur. Issue number two, says the Beis Yosef, a tanur opens at the top. The type of tanur in Shas, right? Do I have to share the screen again? But the type of tanur in Shas, like we drew the picture of it, right? So the tanur in Shas is... right, this is the tanur in Shas. Right? The tanur in Shas is wide at the bottom and it's narrow at top. Right? You can see the picture, Chavra? Right, that's a tanur. If the tanur is wide at the bottom and narrow on top, that means the opening to the tanur is on top. That's the Beis Yosef, quoting the Kolbo, the Sefer HaShlama, whatever it is, that if it opens on the side, so then it is considered a kira, not a tanur, right? So if you have the type of ovens that they had apparently in the Rabbeinu Hanano's time in Kairu An. So those ovens are like our oven. You have like a front door and it opens. Because you have a front door and it opens, so Mimela, the Avir, there's going to be more air that gets into it. It will not maintain its heat for a very long time. It won't get super duper hot. So therefore, our kiras, or excuse me, our tanurim, have the status of a kira for two reasons. One, it's not so tight. The pot isn't really squished up against the walls. There's more space. But you put stuff inside a pizza oven. But you put stuff into the oven at home. So there's a lot of space against the walls. So Mimela, not so bad. It's not so bad. It's not as hot as it was in the time of the Gemara. And also because it opens at the side, says the Beis Yosef, that's an additional reason why our ovens have the din of Kira, not the din of Tanur. Now this question I'm having refers to the inside and lady. How are you? How is Judaism?
Good. Baruch Hashem. So I would have thought scientifically that if it opens on the side, sort of gives you a space above where heat can gather and get trapped more, opposed to in the Gemara's time, when it's open on top, the heat is more easily escaped because heat rises. Heat doesn't travel out horizontally.
You're right, the heat doesn't travel out, but there's like a gush of wind that comes into the oven when you open the door, which will cool it down. It will never be getting that hot. I remember when I was a shul rabbi, we used to have like a warmer in the kitchen. And at one point they got a warmer which had a temperature reader on the side of the warmer. And you can mamish see it, the inayim. You would open the door and like the temperature would drop instantly, 40, 50 degrees. Mamish in a second. So that's the issue with the that's the issue with their tanurim, and that when the tanur has an opening at the side, I think air gets into it easier, as opposed to when the opening is at the top, so less air gets in, and it's really the air that cools it down, because both in our tanur and their tanur, you have coals, you have all the hot stuff that keeps it hot.
And it's somewhat irrelevant that if you just leave it closed, it'll get very, very hot.
Right, if you leave it closed, it's going to get very hot. But again, the halachos that we're talking about in terms of shechia with food that is macho ben trusoy for Ashkenazi practice, or food that is muvushal, kol tzarko mitztamek viralo for Sephardi practice, but the pashtus is that Chazal are not as concerned with, again, the way the Beis Yosef understands it, Chazal are not as concerned with something that opens at the side, because if the concern is Shema Yechata, right, so Kol Zman it's closed, I'm not going to be Mechata B'Gecholam. When I open it up, right, because it's going to cool down very much, so there is less of a concern. By Tanur at the time of the Gemara, precisely because it's so hot, so therefore the concern of Shema Yechata is greater because it's more tempting to try to be Mechata and just raise it up that extra notch. By Akira, the temptation to be Mechata is lower. That's the way I understand these demons. Right? How else do we understand why a Tanur is more Machmir? Because it's hotter. Couldn't that be a reason that there's less concern of Shema Yechata? The teretz, I think, is that no, because less chitui is needed, so memela, the concern of Shema Yechata is even greater. That's how I understand these dinim.
Having it opens from the side, because it cools down more quickly, will require more chitui.
Nachon. And therefore, right? And therefore, you might not do it because it requires more chitui. And therefore, when it opens on the side, the Beis Yosef quotes an opinion from the Kolbo, Hashlama, whatever it is, that opinion that says that it is not considered a tanur. Now, there is a Tiferes Shmuel. The Tiferes Shmuel is Reb Shmuel Kaidnavar, who is a contemporary of the Beis Yosef of the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote tshuvas called the Emunas Shmuel. He has a famous tshuva about Lifnei Iver. The Reb Shmuel Kaidnavar also wrote a commentary on the bottom of the Rosh called the Tiferes Shmuel. And that's the parish of Reb Shmuel Kaidnavar. I don't remember. Did I assign this on the Maror Mekomis? I have like no recollection of what I assign anymore. One of my rebbeim in that yeshiva that only has initials, Reb David Kav, Zichron LeBracha, like, so we used to ask, we used to walk over to him in the Beis Medrash and we'd say, Harav, et mol amarta, et zeh, et zeh. As he'd say, ani amarti et zeh, ani lo zacher, ech amarti zeh, zeh lo nachon. Like, your mamish couldn't get the guy on anything. Like, it was really fine. So Reb Shmuel Kaidnavar in the Rosh, right at the beginning of the Perek, in Eis Hay, Reb Shmuel Kaidnavar basically writes, I could read it to you inside in case you don't have it, Yesh mechalkin bein tanur shalanu v'shalahen, ube tanur shalanu, in chazara kikira grufo ketuma, kei matosi b'sefer kolbo, where he quotes on the kolbo that our tanurim have a din of Akira. V'lo yadati me'ayin lo. I don't know where this comes from. V'kol sha'ar ha'poskim lo choku bein tanur shalanu v'shalahem. That only the Kolbo makes this distinction. Apparently he didn't have Rabbi Yochanan. Only the Kolbo makes this distinction. Right? The only time we have a difference in our tanur and their tanur is for the halach and yerideya of Recha Milsehi. There's halach and yerideya that if I cook, let's say, bread in the oven at the same time that I'm cooking fleishiks. There's two dinim for it. Zeya and Recha. Zeya means I cook fleishiks, I cook some para food in the oven right after I cook the fleishiks. Recha is simultaneous cooking. So in Yerideya and Simen Kufres, we distinguish between our ovens and their ovens based on the size. But with the Aira, we never see such a distinction by the Din of Shehi and HaChazara. But Adarabba, Yoser Ika Lemechash, Shei Efshar Shelo Yigrov Kulo, Shelo Yish Arbo, Ma'at. He says, right, Adarabba, in our ovens, precisely because they are bigger, the grufa is less likely to help because there's going to be a teeny bit of coals that remains inside. Right? The Lashon HaRambam is that grufa does not help by a tanur because it's yevshar that there's no single nitzotz that remains. Says the Tiferes Shmuel, precisely because our ovens are bigger, so it's less likely to get out all of the coals. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. He quotes, then I found the Ran in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that our Mishnah is talking about a Tanur, Nachtomen, etc., according to Gemara in Baba Basra. And then he says, Im Kabbalahu Nikabel. Right? If this is a tradition, we'll accept it. There is a line that some Rishonim have that anything that's said by the Rabbeinu Chananel is a Kabbalah, and therefore you have to accept it. Ki'ilu had like a very strong Masorah. But in Ledin, Ani Omer Adaraba, Masnisan Ayri Bistam Tanur, Shobalabayas, Velo Ayri Dafka Benachtom, says the Tiferes Shmuel. The Gemara in Baba Basra has to stand on its head in order to zet ayin, to establish that the Mishnah is talking about a tanur shel nachtomen. That means that the pashtus is, that ain't what we talk about. We're only talking about tanur shel nachtomen when shteit beferish in Gemara. So the Rabbeinu Chananel's comment, very difficult. So the Tiferes Shmuel, who was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, It's a fair Shmuel was one of those contemporaries of the Beis Yosef who felt that the Shulchan Aruch is a terrible book and should never be published. The Shulchan Aruch would mean that people don't learn Gemara with Rishonim. So the Tiferes Shmuel says that there is no difference between our Tanurim and their Tanurim, but the Tiferes Shmuel says that you cannot distinguish at all Ad Kan Tevarov. So, what we have so far is a Machlekes HaPaiskim. You follow the Tiferes Shmuel, that our Tanurim don't, there's no distinction between our Tanurim and theirs, or do I follow the Beis Yosef in the name of the Kolbo, etc.? I'm following the Mishnah Brura. It's Katin Chavches. No? The Mishnah Brura writes, Tanurim Shalonu, Sefkotin Chavches, Shepihem Min Hatzad, the old Sherechavim B'Yoser, right? He has both reasons. Our Tanurim open at the side, and they are very wide. Ein Chumam Rav Kokach, Valkein Dino Hikira. But, Ubisefer Tefarah Shmuel, he quotes in the Maharshal, he quotes B'Shem Maharshal, Shecholek Ozeh, Vistover, what's the next word? It's Deshavim Heim Ladina. Right? If my Mishnah is a little bit wiped out, it means Deshavim Heim Ladina. Right? They are the same Lahalacha. Our ovens are the same as theirs. So he writes, the Al-Kalponim, B'tanu Shonachtoim, Yishom Etzikimbo, Hodir, the Chomorav, Tov Lahachmi Ladono Ketanur. There's the Mishnah Brura, a Tanur Shonachtomen, meaning they used to have one oven in town that they would bake for the entire community. Over there, they're constantly using it. So the heat remains in that Tanur for a very long time. So even though the Mishnah Brura is inclined that a regular home oven, like we have, has the din of Akira, based on the two reasons, against the Tiferes Shmuel, nonetheless, a Tanur Shonach Toimin, in the sense of our Tanur Shonach Toimin, the Mishnah Brura feels that you should be Machmir on and treat like a Tanur, Ad Kan Divrei HaMishnah Brura in Se'if Katin Chafet. That halacha makes it to Yerideya in a relevant way for this time of year, for the dinim of Pats Palter versus Pas Yisrael, no? In Simen Kuf Yud Beis, the Mechaber quote, or the Tuar quotes in the Mordechai, that the Mordechai says, if you have a tanur, and they're constantly firing that tanur, so if a Yid lit it on one day, unless it went 24 hours without having any bread baked in it, which would mean, in the Mordechai's Lashon, that they would not bake bread on Sundays, because in Christian countries, Sunday is a day off. So as long as you didn't pass a Sunday, the bread had the din of a Pas Yisrael. And as long as a Yid threw one stick into that oven, right at the beginning of the week, Monday morning, Sunday night, he throws a stick in, that would be machshir the bread all week. That's the same yourself, because it's Chum Orav, because there's a lot of heat. The heat remains for a long time. The heat remains until it goes 24 hours without being fired. So that's the Tanur Shel Nachtoimin that they had in the time of the Rishonim. And the Mishnah Brura feels in his time also, when they had that one large central stove in the middle of town and they're using it. So if that might be Dino Ketanur, because that is like a Tanur Shel Nachtoimin. Now, this, however, leads us in the following direction. If I'd ask you, halacha l'maisa, what we're up to, what's the status with our ovens at home? So you would say, it's two opinions. It's a machlokas tiferes Shmuel versus the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Kolbo, etc. Right? That's what you would tell me.
Maybe.
However, yes.
Jake. I would probably only say that if it was about 300 years ago and I was living in Europe. I have no idea would affect modern ovens.
Ah, so does it change because our ovens are modern? Right, you are already beginning to think along the lines of Torah Umada, Mada in the sense of contemporary applications, not necessarily in the sense of pure science. But yeah, the, our ovens different? So the tshuva that I gave you in the Igris Moshe, actually I realized I think I gave you these sources, but I'm starting from the end of the sources that I gave you rather than from the beginning, just because that's what came to mind today when I started shiur. But in tshuva in the Igris Moshe, you can say like dalad simin ayin dalad oschof vav. That is the tshuvas that Ramosha Feinstein's of Ranul of Racha wrote to Rabbi Shimon Eider. Shimon Eider actually was a Talmud in YU. Whenever he would learn, he was SOY president, Shimon Eider. Whenever he would learn and he'd have a question, he would either go down to the Lower East Side to ask Reb Moshe, or he would send the Shaila by mail to Reb Moshe. He established a connection with Reb Moshe. Then he left our yeshiva and he went to Lakewood. And in Lakewood, he became the father of writing English language halacha svarim. All of the English language halacha svarim are einaklach and are einaklach. They're like grandchildren, great-grandchildren of Reb Shimon Eider svarim. And to some extent, Reb Shimon Eider svarim are still like top-notch. They're still gewaldic. He worked very hard. He spent a lot of time for Byron Cutler and Moshe Feinstein to write his English language svarim. So he had shilas that he asked for Moshe. And subsequently, those shilas were printed in Igris Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Simen, Ayin Dalet, are all written to Reb Shimon Eider. The interesting thing that we might talk about later on this man is there are a few changes between the way it's written in the Igros Moshe and the way it's written in the back of Rabbi Eider's book. And that's already very, very interesting that we'll talk about later on in the year when we encounter one of those tshuvas. So here's the story. This Reb Shimon Eider asked a shaila to Reb Moshe. He said, what's the concern of a tanur in this man of the Gemara? In this man of the Gemara, the concern is of a tanur is that it gets super duper hot and the heat will continue to build on itself and get hotter and hotter and hotter. However, our ovens have something called a thermostat. The thermostat means that the oven is set for 350. It's not going to go beyond 350. It is going to stay at that heat. There is not going to be an increase in the heat. And therefore, Reb Shimon Eider asked Reb Moshe, maybe that's a reason why our tanurim should have the din of Akira. And Reb Moshe writes, yes. It's like he has like one sentence, yes. In an earlier tshuva, in Chelek Aleph of Igris Moshe, Simen Tzadi Gimel, Reb Moshe assumes that that our tanurim have the din of a Kira. He doesn't really elaborate as to why. That tshuva is written to Reb David Zucker, who subsequently became one of the Rashi Kolel in the Lakewood Kolel in Chicago. He's the one who wrote the Sefer on Hilchus Erevin. He's the one who wrote the Sefer on Hilchus Cholam Moed, right? The English language from an Erevin and Cholam Moed, written by Reb David Zucker. When Reb David Zucker was in Kolel, he sent the Shaila to Reb Moshe about blechs and do blechs work and how blechs work. And Reb Moshe is mavliya in the middle of that tshuva that our tanurim have the din of Akira. However, says Reb Moshe, and this is not so clear in Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Gimel, but it is really clear in Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Dalet Oskav Vav and Oskav Zayin, our inside ovens, right, what I call the oven as opposed to the range top, so it has the din of a kira. So that means if you want to do shehiya on it, or you want to do hachazara, so you need grufa uketuma, no? Shehiya if it is somewhat cooked, not yet maichel ben drusoy, right? Hachazara always needs grufa uketuma, like we learned. So says Reb Moshe, just putting a blech on it won't help. Because the idea of the blech on the range top is that the blech is mamish touching that fire. and the black is touching the fire, it's analogous to the type of kira bisman hashas that had grufo ketuma. But with our inside ovens, so the our inside ovens, the if you just put a piece of metal, it's not going to help anything, because where am I going to put the metal? I'll put it on top of an oven rack. That's just a different type of oven rack. I'm going to put it on the floor of the oven, the niach shekein. That's not going to help, because the heating element is already covered by some metal. And making a thicker piece of metal on the bottom of the oven doesn't help. So what counts as grufo ketuma on our ovens? The Moshe Feinstein over there writes in that Chelak Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet Os Chaf Zayin, Rav Moshe writes that oven box will help. An oven box means, right, you have five sides, or six sides, because you have a little door into it. It's not much a box. And you put the box, some people use this on Pesach, if you have a standard oven and you hold it, you can't kosher the standard oven for Pesach. So some people have like an oven box that they put in. The oven box is considered by Reb Moshe to be a grufo ketuma on the inside of the oven. A friend of mine who is lives in Washington Heights, who is following these shiurim online, is in the process of a conversation. Reb David Feinstein is not so well now, he needs a Refuah Shleima. He's having a conversation with Reb Reuven Feinstein, because there's a shmua that later on Reb Moshe changed his opinion. And later on Reb Moshe felt that maybe just putting a piece of metal, an extra piece of metal on the bottom of the oven would make the oven a din of gerufa uketuma. Again, and by oven, I mean the inside of the oven. That opinion is quoted by Rav Vosner, and there is a shmua out there that we're trying to be mevarer, that maybe Rav Moshe felt that towards the end of his life as well. But again, as a matter of halacha, our ovens, even the inside of our ovens, have a din of a hira, not a tanur. And there are three possible reasons why. They open from the side. The pot is not fit snugly in. There is space. Those are the two reasons the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Kovel Mishkan Sefer HaShlama. Those two reasons are disagreed with by the Tiferes Shmuel. The Mishnah Brura, not absolutely machriya on this issue, no. That Mishnah is a cut and chafes. But Bizman Hazeh, that I have a thermostat, so says of Moshe Feinstein, that is more reason to be making, because you can't raise the heat at all. There's also the other svaras that we had, that maybe the din of grufo ketuma is not necessary at all, Bizman Hazeh. Maybe we put it from that Ramesha there in the Siman Tzadi Gimel, that what we are worried about today is that you're going to raise the gas. Raising the gas is halakhically the equivalent of bringing more etzim. The Gemara is worried that you'll be mechata by gefalim, you'll stoke the coals. There's no concern that you'll bring more etzim. Maybe we also had the Svara that Chacham Avad Yosef Zofran Lavracha has, that maybe our ovens, which are fueled by gas, you get a constant stream, as opposed to the coals, where they wax and wane, so therefore there's a concern of being mechata by gefalim. Those are other reasons to be mekel, but lamaisa, the motion seems to be mekel because of the thermostat. Mr. Nathan, it seems like you had a question a few minutes ago that I cut you off. Okay. So far, so good, gentlemen. Judaism is a good religion. We agree. Maskin. At least this week during Aser Simei Tshuva, we should all believe that Judaism is good. Okay. So this is his first discussion about Tanur versus Kira, Bizman HaShas. And as I said, I'm hearing some static in the background. So we don't have a tanur, really. We have really a kira. That's what all the poskim say. Zok Taisvis. I don't know if I have a chance to go through this entire Taisvis now, but the first Taisvis, Tanur Shahisikuhu. Right, the Mishnah says that a tanur that is fueled with kash and gevava, so you're not allowed to lo yitain. You're not allowed to be nosein. Now, if you remember in the first Mishnah of the Perek, when we had that word lo yitain, we had a shiloh, what does the word lo yitain mean? Does lo yitain mean lo yachazir? Or does lo yitain mean, right, not to be masha? If lo yitain means hachazara, that you require grufo ketumah for hachazara, that means that shekhiya is mutter even without grufo ketumah. Shekhiya is mutter. That means I follow the shita of Chananya. Right? That's the first shtickle in the Gemara. Zok Taisvis. Tanur shehisi kuhu bekashu begevava lo yitain. Taisvis writes, ila hachazir tznan. If you learn the first Mishnah as referring to lahachazir, but shekhiya is going to be mutter, even though it is not grufa'u ketuma, hachanami, hai lo yitain, lo yachazir. Evolishos mashe, afilo betanur, she'enu garafikatum. Zok Taisvis. That if you hold that the Mishnah is talking about lo, the Mishnah is talking about the dinim of hachazara. The hachazara requires grufuk tuma, but shehiya is mutter without grufuk tuma. So hu hadin by a tanur, it's going to be mutter without grufa uketuma. If you hold that we paskin like Chananya, and Ashkenazi halacha seems to follow Chananya. And as we pointed out from, I forgot the name of that Mishnah Brura that you quoted, but the Kaf HaChayim, right, says that the Minhag of Sfaradim is to paskin like Chananya also, against the Pashtus and the Mechaber. But if you hold like Chananya, so even in the Tanur, Shehiya is Mutter without Grufa Uketuma once it's Maicho Ben Drusoi. And Taisus then says, I have a raya to this idea. Kidemashma beperakamo, disharinon kidrachaisa, uboshel kamaicho ben drusoi, afilu be'eno garof v'katum. The Zok Taisus, that the Gemara in Yudches is matir. The Gemara in Yudches is matir kidrachaisa, that raw meat. And the Gemara is matir basho kamaicho ben drusai, even if it's not garfukatum. And that Gemara is talking about a tanur, not a kira, because it's an extension of all the dinim of tanur. So Zok Taisvis, I have a Gemara on Yud Ches that basically says beferish that with a tanur, maicho ben drusai helps that you don't need garafukatum. Beferish a Gemara on Daf Yud Ches. Gentlemen, did anyone look up that Gemara in Daf Yud Ches? Is the Gemara beferish like Taisvis? When I ask a question this way, there's only one answer. The answer is no. Nachon. Right? Who makes this point?
Mekiveger.
Hagoy Nebkiveger. Nachon. Maybe Nebkiveger on the side of the Gemara in the Goyin Ashas. Rabbi Kivager says, one second, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hai Kidra Chaisa, right? Sharala Anuchai Bey Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Right? You're allowed to have Kidra Chaisa. And then the Gemara writes, even Shadaba Garma is Mutter. And the Gemara writes, Hai Kidra Chaisa. Ubashel. Bashel shaper dummy. The Gemara does not say Bashel Kamaicho ben Drusai. The Gemara only has a lashon of bushel. Says Reb Kiva Eger, maybe that word bushel means nisbashel legamre. And in fact, that's the pshat in Rashi. Rashi writes over there, Kidrachaisa shari, bushel, Rashi writes, mevusheles, kol tzarka. Azoy shtei in Rashi on Yud Ches Amud Beis. So Reb Kiva Eger says, Fashteich nishtem toisvis. I don't understand the Tosis at all. Because Tosis is saying, I have a raya from the Gemara in Yud Ches, that Maicho ben Drusoy helps by a tanur. Says Reb Kiva Eger, the Gemara over there does not say Maicho ben Drusoy. The Gemara says, Bushel. And the word Bushel might mean Mevushel kol tzarko. And in fact, that's the way Rashi learns. Now, two brief ha'aros, and I think we'll have to pick up from here tomorrow. Ha'ara number one, everyone and their uncle asks Akasha on Rashi. They ask, my dear beloved Rashi, how are you telling me on Yud Ches that Boshel means Mevushel kol tzarko, when you, Rashi, said that we follow Hananya? Everyone asks this kasha on Rashi. So we already dealt with this kasha, and we said that Rashi never said we paskin like Hananya, right? We have the Shtikl Torah that Rashi says we rely on Hananya, that Rashi is closer to the Rush. But all the Achronim ask a kasha, and they ask a stira in Rashi. And the stira in Rashi is, my dear beloved Rashi, how come on Lamed Zayin, you hold like Hananya, that Maicho ben Drusoy is enough. But on Yud Ches Rashi, you are saying that it has to be Mevushal kol tzarko. So some of the Achronim suggest, maybe the teretz to Rashi is Azoi. Maybe the teretz to Rashi is that by Akira, so we'll say that Maicho ben Drusoy is enough. But by a tanur, it is hotter, and therefore, as we explained, there is a greater concern of Shema Yichata. So maybe by a tanur, it has to be Mevushal kol tzarko. Ubaze miturat hastira shebedivrei Rashi. On Yud Ches, we're talking about a tanur, right? That nekud of Taisus is absolutely correct. On Yud Ches, we're talking about tanur. But on Yud Ches, we say it has to be Mevusho kol tzarko, because by a tanur, it has to be Mevusho kol tzarko. Even if you hold like Hananya, that Maicho ben Drusoy is enough, kol zeh bekira, aval betanur, it has to be Mevusho kol tzarko. That's the teretz to Rashi. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, you can open the Mechaber, and you will see that the Mechaber holds precisely this distinction. The Mechaber precisely holds this distinction. If you remember, the Mechaber, Rishon and Gimel Seif Aleph, has two opinions. Opinion one is that in order to be Matir Shehi, it has to be Mevushal Kol Tzarkai, and Mitzdamek Viralo. Opinion two is if it's Kemacho ben Drusoy, Meko on Shehiya. Right? Two opinions in the Mechaber. Stam and Yesh Omrim. Mechaber writes, V'yesh Omrim, the second opinion, that if it's Kemacho ben Drusoy, right, and he tells me that ben Drusoy is a person who would eat raw food or partially raw food, or if it's in a special called Starko, and Mitzdamek V'yafalo, it's Mutter Lahashoso Al Gabe Kira. The Mechaber's lashon is Mutar lehashoso al gabe kira. Rabbi Moses Isserles called Rama adds three words. Oh, agabe tanur. No? Isn't that amazing? I never noticed this till this morning. The Mechaber is saying only that Maicho ben Drusoy helps by a kira. Mechaber does not say Maicho ben Drusoy helps by a tanur, even within this sheet of the Yesh Omrim. That, gentlemen, is the same as the Yishub we're trying to give for Divrei Rashi. Okay, Chaver, we're going to have to pick up from here tomorrow, Mirtzei Hashem. I want to finish the Makoros tomorrow about the name of Kedra Chaisa. You have to see the Taisus Yeshanim over here. Very important. Trying to make sense of that Taisus Yeshanim. And we'll talk about Kedra Chaisa tomorrow. And Mirtzei Hashem, Thursday, we'll learn some Sefer Yonah together. Okay, Chaver, have a good day.